From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva Friday. He will try again to arrange a ceasefire in Syria. The State Department says the talks will focus on reducing violence, expanding humanitarian assistance for the Syrian people, and moving toward a political solution needed to end the civil war. Kurdish officials say six Syrian Kurdish fighters were killed and a dozen wounded as Turkish artillery fired across the border Thursday into Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says some of those wounded in the attack on the town of Afrin were civilians. State media say Turkish authorities Thursday issued arrest warrants for six generals and several other military officials, as well as 16 businessmen, in connection with the failed July coup. Turkey claims they have all connections to the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Turkish government says initiated the coup attempt. The government claims all those given warrants are part of what it calls the Gulenist terrorist organization. Gulen is denying any involvement in the coup attempt. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province. They say a house-to-house search has been launched to clear Tarin Kot of any remaining insurgents. Local officials say Taliban insurgents fought their way into the city Thursday morning, triggering a battle with Afghan security forces. Earlier, a spokesman for the Taliban said its forces had captured large parts of the provincial capital. Firing was reported raging around the police headquarters, the main prison facility, and the governor's office. This is VOA News. Donald Trump Thursday maintained that he was opposed to the war in Iraq from the beginning. He made the comments while visiting a Cleveland-area charter school and outlining his education policy. Fact-checkers keep coming up with evidence that Trump supported the invasion at first. He told talk show host Howard Stern back in 2002 that he supported going into Iraq. Speaking to reporters in New York, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton Thursday called for the United States to make it a top priority to hunt down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Clinton says that would send a message that nobody gets away with directing or inspiring terrorist attacks against the United States. A survey published Thursday shows a majority of American voters support the Trans-Pacific Partnership and similar free trade agreements. The survey was done by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. The Kremlin announced Tuesday that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have agreed in principle to resume peace talks in Moscow. There is no date set for a meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan assured residents of Myanmar he is not in the country to police human rights violations.
And I hope our recommendations will be helpful as we intend to. And the mandate is for us to make recommendations that will help reduce tensions, support development in Rakhine State.
Annan is a part of a nine-member panel on a mission to find out more about the ethnic and religious strife that has triggered a humanitarian crisis in Myanmar. President Barack Obama says an insulting comment by Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte will not have a negative impact on U.S. relations with the people of the Philippines.
I don't take these comments personally because it seems as if this is a phrase he's used repeatedly, including directed at the Pope and others. And so I think it seems to be just a habit, a way of speaking for him.
He said they shook hands at an Association of Southeast Asian Nations dinner on Wednesday. Uzbekistan's parliament on Thursday appointed the country's prime minister to be the new acting president, replacing Islam Karimov, who died recently. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, who has served as Mr. Karimov's prime minister since 2003, was appointed in a joint session of parliament. He immediately becomes the favorite to win Uzbekistan's next presidential election, set to take place within the next 3 months. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.